It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The creators of Jujutsu Kaisen post on X that the beloved Japanese comic book series reaches 90 million copies in circulation, and some of its voice actors deliver a message teasing the end of the series at a recent anime convention in Tokyo. We explore manga fandom, and you can call in with a question or comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. And Yatko is a professional voice actor from Illinois in production, voicing the English dub of character Nobara Kugisaki, season 2 of Jujutsu Kaisen. And welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Nice
hello. Yes. So you're in season 2 here with voicing the one of the main characters, Nobara Kugisaki. Can you describe what this anime is about?
Okay. So the anime is about a young man named Yuji Itadori who accidentally finds himself like embroiled in a supernatural world where people fight curses made manifest. And in the opening episode, this is not a spoiler, Yuji swallows a cursed object, which is a finger, and winds up with a curse inside of him, sharing his body, Sukuna. And so he ends up enrolling into high school for Jujutsu sorcerers who learn how to fight curses. And that's where he meets his friends and his teachers and starts to learn more about the world and, like, learn how to use his newfound powers.
Yeah, that's a bad day when you swallow a curse like that. And so this manga is, you know, unfolding chapter after chapter, like hundreds of chapters. This is a really involved world, lots of story arcs.
Yes. Yes. And we're only in season 2, which is only the, I don't know, like, we're still, like, not even halfway through the series technically at this point.
Oh,
or
goodness.
Maybe we're about halfway through the series about this point.
So what does that mean when we hear last week at this convention in Tokyo, voice actors reading a message from the creator, Gege Akutami, saying that this manga will likely end next year? What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, I did hear a rumor last year that Akutami-sensei wanted to try to wrap up the series by the end of this year. So I think what we're hearing is that the series is starting to wind toward its finale, but we don't know exactly how long that'll take. And if Akutami-sensei had their preferences, they would end sooner rather than later. But you never know, because this manga goes week by week, right? And so things can change as you're writing a story. But I think we know that the end might be coming for the series. But even still, as if the manga is ending in the next year, that still means probably at least another season or two of anime, theoretically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And more work for you. I would also imagine that your work on this series could be a jumping off point for your work on other manga series.
Oh, yes, thank you. I really think that the visibility of Jujutsu Kaisen is, like, mind-boggling, and it has already, like, kind of translated into other work, if not directly, indirectly, on other really cool anime and other properties, and I'm very, very lucky to do what I do.
Talking with Anne Yetko, who plays one of the leading characters in Jujutsu Kaisen, as we talk about a popular anime with a Midwestern voice actor. You can join in questions and comments at 800-642-1234. And much of the story set at this Tokyo high school. Your character is a freshman. How would you describe her personality?
Oh, Nobara Kugisaki, she's... Ah, oh, she's a spitfire. Like, she comes into the show and she just declares herself as large and in charge. Like, the first time you meet her, she meets her new classmates, which are two boys, Yuji and Megumi, and she literally thinks to herself, "This is what I have to work with? Ugh." You know, but it sets up, like, a really fun dynamic between the three of them. And as they grow together, you know, as classmates and as fellow sorcerers, you know, the friendship between the three of them is one of the most precious things about the manga to me. I think What's interesting about the way Akutami-sensei writes is that he doesn't leave a lot of room for quote-unquote filler. He doesn't leave a lot of room for the moments in between, because we're just kind of moving with the story. And there are a lot of people who really like that it moves forward fast. And I do too. But he also writes in these little tiny pockets of like that slice of life and moments where you really feel like these are 15, 16-year-olds. And it feels so nice. And I honestly just, this is a rare show where I personally, as a fan, wish there was more filler, because I just want more moments between all these characters just being kind of silly and just like being themselves in between the fights.
I wonder, in these pockets, in these moments, do you find that you can give some personal touches, some little flourishes to this Spitfire character, Nobara? Or do you feel that you need to fit the version of what the author has in mind? And does it feel more exacting?
What's even better is that with the producers and the animators and the directors of the anime have already put in like little more personal touches of each of the characters into the show. You know, if you're watching a show where it's just action, 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 action with no break, sometimes it feels a little overwhelming. And they have this great sensibility, artistic sensibility, to throw in every once in a while a little moment of levity or just a little break in the action so you can see a little bit of who these people are. Even in season two, where it is just mainly action, you do get these little blips, and it's really lovely. And it gives, you know, for an actor, it gives you a chance to kind of stretch your wings a little.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's really cool about Jujutsu Kaisen is, while it is very action oriented, it's a shonen manga. It's supposed to be aimed technically for boys, so you'll see a lot of action, a lot of fights. Wow, a lot of fights. Even still, there's a lot of moments of comedy in the series. It's so funny, and these characters can kind of zoom back and forth between being serious and being silly with each other. And like I said, those moments of like those slice of life moments where you actually feel that these are human beings working together and having fun sometimes.
Well, let's hear a slice of life moment. Nobara is introduced to her classmates in the third episode, and here's her first impression of them.
I'm Yuji Itadori from Sendai.
Fushiguro.
He looks like a potato. He's definitely the type that ate his own boogers as a kid. And just his name? I can't stand high and mighty dudes. I bet he likes setting oil-slicked seagulls on fire. Ugh! This is what I get to work with? Great, just my luck.
Your character is so unimpressed, and the word choices are just spectacular. What comes up for you as you hear this interaction?
You know, it's funny because that's her first impression of these two guys, and she thinks they're so unimpressive, right? I think it speaks to how she walks in with a really high expectation for the people around her. And I think you find about her, because I've heard people say, like, I didn't like her at first, but she really grew on me. And I always think to myself, wow, I loved her from the top, from get go. I thought she was great. But, you know, some people, that's a hard personality to meet at the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what you learn about her is that she's kind of a little prickly pear, right? You know, it's a little hard to get to know at first, but once she lets her walls down a little bit, she loosens up a lot, and she really lets these guys into her life. And all of a sudden, you have these three classmates who are they're ride or die, if you will.
So she's training to be a jujutsu sorcerer. She's tough. She's confident. Let's hear her use her fighting technique.
A technique that guarantees victory once it hits. You two are strong. You're screwed, though. Because that makes me the worst possible match for you! Straw doll technique. Resonance! Let's play a game of chicken. You don't like pain very much, do you? Then you'd better start crying and release your technique!
Wow, there is a lot going on with your voice, Anne.
Yes.
How do you make that happen? I mean, how that there is a lot of emotion in that moment, in like a fight, I guess, about to happen. What mm-hmm. happens to you as the character voicing that moment?
Yeah. So when we're recording the English dubs for anime, what we do is they preview the scene, or even just like the little chunk in that we're recording of a scene in the original Japanese. So we're watching the clip down, and then we play that video back, and they'll remove the sound at the point that we're supposed to record into the track. Wow. And so you can hear what's preceding what you're going to record usually, and then they'll kind of cue you into the timing for when you start your line. And so you're watching this, and then you're also being mindful of the timing. So you've got, you know, from start to finish a set amount of time, and then you're also watching visually so you can see what the character's doing. And usually the line that's adapted from the script adapter has been written in a way that they're hoping that you can catch the way the mouth moves a little bit, the way the mouth is animated. So you're trying to match things up as best as you can. But, you know, this is a totally different language than it is originally animated for. So we're all doing the best we can.
Wow.
Then on top of that, so that's just technically what I'm facing when I'm recording a scene. But what's lucky for me is because I got to preview in Japanese, I got to hear what the original actor did. So Asami Seto, who is the Japanese seiyuu for Nobara Kugisaki, who is fantastic. She is outstanding, and what a wonderful actress to be able to follow. She's crystal clear with her intentions. She's so expressive, so vibrant, and so it makes my job easy to be able to follow that. So I have a template to work off of, right?
Yeah.
And then I, for myself as an actor, I kind of translate that for myself, like, okay, what is happening in the scene? Why am I speaking? Okay, why am I angry? Why is she being a little growly? Okay, she's in that moment, like, she's already been hurt a little bit. We're in the middle of the fight, so there's a lot of action already kind of happening. So how can I, in my voice, show off that, okay, we're already, like, in the middle of this. So we're getting breathier, we're getting a little more ragged. In that scene, like, okay, you can't see it because we're just hearing it. But what has happened is she's been poisoned, and she realizes that she can use her curse technique to interact with the poison that's in her bloodstream, and it relates back to the souls of the curses that she's fighting. And so her curse technique can kind of, like, connect these two things and cause damage to the original owner, right?
So much action unfolding. I want to pause right there with Anne Yatko, former Wisconsinite, plays Nobara Kugisaki in the English dubbing of the anime Jujutsu Kaisen. Be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. Share thoughts. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As the Japanese manga Jujutsu Kaisen nears a possible conclusion next year, revealed recently at a manga and anime convention, we explore the work of a voice actor for the English dub. Call in with a question. Share your perspective. 800-642-1234. And Yatko with us voices the role of Nobara Kugisaki. Let's take a call now. Logan is here from Colorado. Logan, hi.
Hi. First off, at the top, Ant, love your work. Nobara is my favorite character, and you absolutely knocked off the park. Out of the park, sorry. Let's see. I just had a quick question. Since Nobara has a pretty specific backstory in regards to being from a rural town and the dynamics that come from that, I was wondering if any part of that resonated with you, or specifically it was too specific and it didn't resonate with your own experience, that kind of thing. And whether or not that affected your performance, that kind of thing?
Oh, Hi, Logan. Thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm from a small town in Illinois, and I moved to a larger city to go to college. Like, I moved from a small town in Illinois to go to a university in Milwaukee. I went to Marquette, and I remember that feeling of like, oh, stepping into a bigger city and like kind of like feeling like, oh, I've arrived. Okay, I'm going to start my life now. And then moving all the way across the country to Los Angeles was an even bigger city. So I feel like I've got given that to myself a few times over of that that feeling of like stepping into bigger shoes for yourself. And I feel like that's something she definitely experienced and that she was looking for and was hungry for. And that definitely resonated with me.
I wonder, though, what is your character's pull or attraction to moving to Tokyo from a rural village and what it might say about Japanese culture?
I know that for her, she talks about, she jokes that she's always wanted to move to the big city because she wanted to get out of that small town life, right? Mm. You know, and in her backstory, she talks about how she never quite felt at home, you know, and was always looking for the big city to be a place for herself to belong to. And I think that that's something that's a really big theme for her is looking for that place to belong, looking for people to belong to. And I think she really finds that for herself out in Tokyo and specifically among the Jujutsu sorcerers.
Talking with Anne Yatko, Midwestern voice actor, plays one of the leading characters in Jujutsu Kaisen. You can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. So more about you. You get your degree in biomedical engineering at Marquette. And then after a career in forensics, you transition into entertainment. What prompted this move?
Well, I had been performing from a really young age. I'm Filipino, and Filipinos tend to be kind of natural performers among themselves. I was doing karaoke from a very young age with my family, and I took voice lessons and piano lessons from like the age of 8 or 10. And I was doing plays and I was in choir all through high school and through college. At Marquette, I performed on stage in numerous plays. I took all the theater classes I could take without actually getting a theater degree. And I moved to LA specifically because I got into grad school for acting. So I got an MFA in acting at the California Institute of the Arts, which is in Valencia, California, just a little north of LA. And so I've been doing it. I've been performing for so long. And even though I also have this degree in biomedical engineering, and I went and worked as a forensic scientist for, you know, 7-something years, I was still acting the whole time. You know, I was doing plays, I was doing improv and sketch comedy, taking voiceover classes, starting my voiceover career slowly but surely. And so I kind of made this a slow transition from one into the other.
So it wasn't this like huge career leap to a completely different profession. You were kind of doing it in the background all along.
Absolutely. And so by the time I booked Jujutsu Kaisen, I had transitioned out of my my career as a forensic scientist into full-time voiceover. But even then, like, when you see Jujutsu Kaisen come, that's built on like 6 or 7 years or so, you know, a number of years of work of, like, for me, groundwork, you know, laying the groundwork, doing smaller roles here and there, building connections, building up my resume, until, you know, one day this audition for Nobara Kugisaki fell in my lap and I managed to book it.
Is the voiceover work steady or does it come in fits and starts?
It can come in fits and starts, and sometimes it can feel steady. You know, as an actor, just in general as an actor, you are a freelance worker, right? So it is a gig-based economy and you are kind of beholden to what work you can book for yourself. And, you know, for every actor, there are times when you're working a lot and there are lean times when you're not working as much. I would say a strike doesn't help anything.
I was going to say, were there lean times in the writer's strike?
Leaner times, leaner. You know, like I'm fortunate that I do work, you know, to some extent fairly consistently, but even someone who works quote unquote consistently has times where they're working more and working less.
Anne Yatko, former Wisconsinite, plays Nobara Kugisaki in the English dubbing of this anime, Jujutsu Kaisen. Call in with a question you can share about manga, about anime, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore the artistry of Japanese manga and the fandom in the Jujutsu Kaisen series as battles are waged among characters spanning hundreds of chapters. English dub voice actor Anne Yatko plays a female protagonist and is a former Wisconsinite. Be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. And Jujutsu Kaisen nods to other anime shows and actively pokes at common anime tropes. And the introduction of your character, Nobara, is an example of how the writer is poking fun at anime tropes.
Right. I'd like you to meet
Nobara Kugisaki. You should be honored, boys. I'm your group's girl.
How common in anime is the trope of having one girl in a friend group of mostly boys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a trope for a reason, right? There are a lot of fans who would compare, like, the group of three, two boys and one girl, to, say, the main group from Naruto, you know, which is two boys and one girl. But I think that's it's on purpose that he did that. I mean, he obviously, Akutami-sensei very clearly name-checks a lot of classic manga like Naruto, Yu Yu Hakusho, Bleach, because they love those properties as much as the fans do, right? Like, why not use the sources that you have, right? And I think that he does something fun with the group of three in Jujutsu Kaisen, where it starts off saying, like, yeah, it's kind of like this, but not at all.
And so what does that make you do as a voice actor in trying to carry out those dynamics through the human voice?
Yeah, so I think one of my favorite things about the friendship between the three teenagers, between Yuji, Megumi, and Nobara, is that a lot of it feels a lot like the way I remember as a teenager having fun with my guy friends, you know, like we rib each other all the time, you know, we're, you know, constantly making fun of each other. It's those little moments that I adore in this show. And I feel like I resonate with that, the type of relationship that she has with her friends. And I love being able to draw that out.
Nobara expresses her fondness for a male friend after a particularly tough fight.
What just happened meant nothing to me. Just another day for a sorcerer. And I'm no Fushiguro here, but ultimately, there are only so many people we can save. Like, if I think of my life as a bus ride, you know, I don't want to get my heart swayed by someone who shouldn't have had a seat in the first place. Too mean. But then sometimes there are people like you who bring their own seat and just sit right down.
How often do you see platonic friendships between male and female characters in anime that aren't love interests?
Oh, that's so refreshing, right? I love that about Jujutsu Kaisen. Like, romance really isn't on Akutami Sensei's docket, you know? And these kids are allowed to just be friends, and I think that's lovely. It's nice to have something different for a change. And I'm proud to be part of a show that wants to fly in the face of what is normal and what is conventional about those male-female dynamics in, you know, manga and anime.
I want to just take a pause right here to ask you how you protect your voice, like, because it's the essence of your livelihood now. It's your career. How do you protect it?
Oh, yeah. And especially with anime, which can get so hard on your voice, you know, it requires a lot of warming up, a lot of technique, you know, just knowing how to use your voice properly, being able to make sure that you're speaking from your diaphragm. Not relying too hard on your throat, if you will. And it's just kind of knowing your instrument, to be so pedantic. You know, you get to know, as a voice actor, you get to know your own voice and your own throat and your own your own mechanism, and you know what your limits are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a particular vocal warm-up you could share with us?
Oh, I mean, I just, I took singing lessons for so long. I was a singer, or I am a singer. And so I do mainly like a singing warm up. So, you know, just running scales, you know, doing arpeggios, mm-hmm. sirens, all those things to kind of like loosen up the voice from top to bottom. Right. And then I'll do tongue twisters, all of a sudden it's 6:40 in the morning for me, so I just forgot every tongue twister I have ever learned in my entire life.
That's okay. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you just said something interesting. I am a singer. I'm wondering, how long did it take you to get to say that declarative voice, I am a voice actor?
Ooh, yeah. It took a little while, for a long time, because I was doing it on, quote unquote, on the side, you know, in between my day job. I would say, you know, like, I dabble in voice acting. It wasn't really until, for me personally, it wasn't until I was probably until I was booking supporting roles, mm-hmm. in shows. Like, I was, you know, on this anime for a hot minute called I was on Devilman Crybaby, which was on Netflix, mm-hmm. and I got to play one of the main characters' moms. And so, like, I was like, oh, this is like a really, it's pretty like prestigious, pretty high profile property. And I was like, oh, maybe I am a voice actor. Maybe I can, like, you know, book stuff. And I know now I can very confidently say, like, I'm a voice actor. But to be fair, if you're you know, starting out, like, you already are a voice actor. If you're taking classes, if you're putting the other reel, if you're auditioning, you're a voice actor. You know, a lot of people feel like, oh, I'm just aspiring. Just say you are. It just makes it easier, you know, and it's easier, like, on your heart. Like, just, no, you're already doing it. You're just maybe not doing exactly what you want to do, but you're doing it.
Did you find for you that there was a big break, or that something mm-hmm. drew you to auditioning for Nobara in particular?
I mean, I would say that Jujutsu Kaisen was, quote unquote, my big break in mm-hmm. terms of, like, something that people know. Mm-hmm. You know, the people have seen and understand and recognize me for. And that email, like, just came in my inbox. It was just another audition out of the sea of auditions that come through. And I just happened to get really lucky.
How do you pick and choose which auditions to go for?
I do almost all the auditions that come to my inbox from my agent. I have an agent, and they send me auditions regularly. So I try to do as many as I can, scheduling, you know, depending on how my schedule's fitting. And if I feel like I am a as good a fit for the role as my agent seems to think I am.
Talking about anime with Midwestern voice actor Yatko, and she plays one of the leading characters in Jujutsu Kaisen. We're talking about her role of Nobara. You can join in. Questions and comments along the way. 800-642-1234. And at one point, Nobara is challenged by another female jujutsu sorcerer about what it means to be female in the world of jujutsu sorcery, and Nobara responds.
I don't give a damn about your men are this and women have to be that. You can keep all that ish to yourself. I love myself when I'm pretty and all dressed up. And I love myself when I'm kicking. I am Nobara.
I was curious how you guys are going to deal with the language.
I mean, you can fill in the blank any language you wish there, because we understand that intensity. How do you think this line speaks to gender roles in our world?
Oh, so this is one of the scenes where, okay, after I booked the role and after I had recorded my first episode or two, I then had free time to be able to actually read the manga. And so, like, I'm now, like, fully caught up on the manga. I know exactly what's happening and where we're going. When I read this scene in the manga, I hadn't, you know, this episode hadn't aired yet. And I was like, I cannot wait to sink my teeth into this scene. I was so in love with this character, and I love that she, what she stands for, you know? Mm-hmm. I think this is an important scene, for women. For me personally, I think it's an important scene because you're seeing two women who are, you know, they're having this fight because it's like an inter-school championship. But more importantly, they're having this existential discussion about what it means to be a woman in a male-dominated society, you know. And both points are valid. You know, the fact of the matter is that women are treated as less often in that society. And that very much echoes to our our real world society. Women oftentimes feel like they're being treated less. And for some women, they don't know how to combat that. And I feel it's so cool to see a female character who looks at that and says, I don't care. I can do what I want to do, and I can do it in the way that I want to do it, you know. And if anybody wants to tell me otherwise, they can go pound sand.
From your observations, though, perhaps bringing this a bit closer to home in your profession, how are women treated in anime production?
I mean, I can only speak to how I, as an English voice actor, feel about our about our side of the profession. You know, I think you can, if you watch anime, you can kind of tell there are more roles for men than there are for women. Like, that's just kind of how it is. There's more male protagonists than there are female protagonists. You know, Nobara isn't the main character of this show, as much as I would love her to be.
There are more chapters to come.
There's more story to be told.
There is more story to be told.
No, but, you know, the fact of the matter is there are less female protagonists, especially in shonen manga like this, you know. So there's just less to go around. And so, you know, I think we have to live with that knowledge of that's kind of like the world we live in. But I don't think that as far as like for voice actors, we don't make this out to be like, oh, well, there's only one role and there's 50 women, so we're just going to fight to the death. It's not like that at all. Thankfully.
We're in conversation with Anne Yatko, plays a Jujutsu sorcerer, female protagonist in the English dubbing of the anime series Jujutsu Kaisen. And there's space to talk about Japanese comic books, about anime. Call in with a question. You can share your perspective. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Please.
どこまでも続くような青の季節は四つ並ぶ眼の前を遮るものは何もない。
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with professional voice actor, Illinois native Ann Yatko, about the artistry of anime and the fandom of Japanese manga and the series Jujutsu Kaisen. Yatko plays female sorcerer Nobara Kugisaki in the English dub. And you can call in with a question. You can add your comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. And how similar is Nobara's voice to other characters you've voiced?
So to voice Nobara is not very far from my own natural speaking voice. So that's handy. It worked out. It worked out for me that was the voice that I thought fit her most naturally. It's interesting because she's a prominent anime female character who is kind of like a mid-voiced character. I would say like a lot of female characters especially in shonen anime mm-hmm. tend to have much higher pitched voices, you know, a little more cutesy voices, which I can do. But I loved that I get to use this part of my range for a major character in a show. It's really nice. And I have other characters that I use lower parts of my voice for. They tend to be like older women, mothers. It's cool to be able to say like, yeah, teenage girls can also sound like this.
Yeah. So a character's personality kind of helps, and maybe their stage in life determines perhaps the voice you create for them.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of about, well, for anime, it's a little bit about like, what's your imagination say? And also what does the original kind of sound like? Cause you kind of mm-hmm. have to go a little bit off of what the original sounds like. A lot of times they're going to cast someone who has a similar sounding voice, similar timbre, similar textures. And so Asami Seto, her voice, mine isn't too far from hers, you know, and I'm lucky, at least from her delivery. So that's.
Have you met her? Have the two of you met?
Oh my God, I wish I could. I'm such a fan of hers. Such a fan. I would die if I got to meet her.
So when they cast a role, and you said how you go to quantity of auditions, I mean, you really go for as many as you can. I just wonder, how do you deal with rejections?
That's a hard thing for an actor, you know, voice actor or no. You're putting yourself out there every time you put an audition together, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's interesting about voice acting is most of the time what you're doing is you're sending an audition to your agent, and then that probably gets sent to the casting director, and then you never hear back. You know, you don't know how you did, quote unquote, unless you actually booked it. So most of the time you're just throwing things out into the ether and then hoping one of them calls you back.
Without that constructive feedback, it's kind of really hard to know why is something accepted and why it's not.
Right. You know, and casting directors don't have the time to tell every actor who sends in an audition, like, that was really nice. You know, I just think that the client was looking for a character whose voice was doing something slightly different. Or, yeah, that was not maybe the best read that you ever gave me. Like, that's, you know, mm-hmm. do that times, like, 500. A day. Maybe more.
Is there anything from Nobara's character that has rubbed off on you personally that also might make you feel more okay with who you are and with these rejections?
Yeah, honestly, like, she's the kind of character who would let that roll off her back. I mean, she would probably also, like, maybe hound the casting director. Like, okay, but seriously, but why wouldn't you?
No battle scene.
Just, she'll roll up with her hammer in hand, like, so why didn't you want to cast me?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, fans of the show are frustrated with the amount of online spoilers. Is this typical of anime fandoms or unique to this series, to Jujutsu Kaisen?
I feel like this is pretty common for media in general in 2023. You know, with social media being so prevalent and with it being so easy to find things mm-hmm. online, I feel like it's almost impossible to log on to any form of social media and not accidentally find yourself faced with a spoiler of whatever property you like. You know, like I was reading just this morning about like video game leaks, you know, mm-hmm, happening mm-hmm. and people being really upset about that. I'm like, that's really unfortunate. It's too bad that you can only curate your social media feed so much.
How much do you read about what fans say about your character?
I mean, I'll admit I have looked. I try not to. I mean, and that's a thing for actors with their ego, right? You know, you kind of are curious what people say, but also maybe you don't want to know what they have to say. there's with anime, there is a large percentage of people who have this argument over subs versus dubs, which is, you know, people who prefer watching anime only in the original Japanese, and then people who are okay with watching, and sometimes some people only watch anime with the English dubs. You know, mm-hmm. the reason why a dub exists is for accessibility. You know, mm-hmm. not everybody can read the subtitles or wants to take the time to read the subtitles when they're watching a piece of media.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, here we are toward the very tail end of our conversation. And I'm just wondering, do you have any new goals for the new year? Anything that you really want to set your sights on in voice acting?
Oh, I think for 2024, I would like to focus a little bit on trying to book more work in like the Western animation market. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Do you ever get time to go back home and you know, kind of reconnect with your roots here in Illinois and Wisconsin?
Usually, yes. This year, I'm visiting my in-laws, and they live upstate California. They live in Northern California. But yeah, I love coming back to the Midwest. It always makes me happy.
Do you ever miss being a scientist, very quickly?
No. No, I mean, I'm so happy that I had that job. It kept me afloat for so many years, and it was a very interesting job, and I learned a lot doing it. Mm. And every once in a while, something will happen in the world, and I'll be like, oh, that kind of reminds me of when I was doing XYZ. But yeah. No, even when I was working, you know, full time doing that, I wanted to be an actor, and I'm glad that I was able to transition into being an actor full time.
And what a pleasure for us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Ann Yatko, former Wisconsinite, plays Nobara Kugisaki in the English dubbing of Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.